PEGT Mobile.
NHB, how's Drake today?
Surviving. We'll see by the end of the day.
Well, it's supposed to be a little bit cooler. Where are you off to today?
Well, the next 3 days I'm going to be doing the PMs, the radio PMs for the Bridge Authority, so got a lot of radios to look at.
Oh, yeah, you do. Getting ready for Bridge Walk.
I got something like 100 portables and 50-something trucks, 4 or 5 base stations. It's going to be a time.
Can I hear somebody else in there? Go ahead, Adam.
Catch you while I heard you here. I'm not going to be making it to that meeting today. I've been out of the news the last 2 days, but now they got me a full day's work, so I'm not going to ask for it.
Okay, you're barely copyable. Your modulation is way low.
Is that better?
He's got to get closer to the mic.
What do you think, Drake?
He either got to turn his mic gain up or get closer to the mic. The mic on those FT5s is like on the bottom left corner. It's stupid and it's not intuitive, but you got to talk into that.
I'm on my 2820. Is this better?
No.
Hang on.
I gotta go into set mode and set the mic gain to high and disable the ALC because it takes its job too seriously.
Is this better?
Oh, yeah.
Alright, I'm on the Apex now. Great. So the mobile and the van isn't working. Cool. I'll check that out.
Yeah, it just sounds like you gotta turn off the ALC on the 2820.
I'll do that. Chuck, did you copy what I said about the meeting?
Affirmative. I don't know if I'm on duty until 4 o'clock here at the ICP, so I won't make it.
Yep. I just can't swing it, so it's in Fate's hands, I guess.
Well, Chris may be with me, and I'll get some information, see what's going on. I'll see, talk to Matt.
All right. So somebody needs to reiterate that, you know, there was already an agreement in place. It's like everybody forgot about that.
Yep, just got cut off at the light for name with Hi-Hi. Drake, where you at?
Was going to call you later, but I heard you on the radio, so I figured I'd just bump you here. NAPX.
Chuck, I'm at mile 333.
Yeah, you're just south of Maniac City. Okay. I'm over. Just turning on to 31, heading over to the fairgrounds.
There you go.
I'm going to go play in the ICP today for Matt. See what all that works out. Trying to get a little bit of control at the fairgrounds of who's in and who's out as far as first responders. So, we'll have a little fun today.
Sounds like it. A lot more fun than what I'm going to be having.
Yeah, I hear you there. You got that much to go through. About the 50th one you get into, you're going to be bored as the dickens and ready to go to sleep.
Oh, a lot of them are that automatic custom tune kind of radio. Those take 10, 15 minutes of radio, so by the 50th one, it might be go-home time.
Man, if it takes that long, I can see that. And come back another day. Holy baldy. Well, good luck. I'm pulling into the grounds right now. And we'll maybe catch you on the rebound. N8NXP.
Sounds good. N8GMH Mobile, Mackinac City.
SU Portable. N8NXP, N8NXP, KCVSU, you still around there, Chuck? KCVSU.
N8GMH Mobile, Mackinac Bridge.
KFA-ENF Mobile. KFA-ENF Monitoring.
W8FIK, Tom here, good morning.
K8FJW monitoring.
KCN on the back of the island.
So much pee-pee, but no pee-pee. N8CN, back in Ireland.
W8RFP Mobile. Hello world. W8RFP Mobile.
Good afternoon, Drake. Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf.
Hi, Mr. Jim. How are things?
Hey, I'd like a detective investigation, but can you give me, what's the South Boardman APRS digi? It's on a KP3, but is that, where is it located? And that's an odd one.
That one is kind of out in the middle of nowhere, out near South Boardman. It's where 92.9's at.
Okay, because sometimes it gets picked up by the Cadillac I-gate, and sometimes it travels over to your I-gate. It just gets there, it was kind of curious as to what its status was.
Yeah, it's just a KPC-3. It's nothing fancy, but there's no internet out there, so I guess it works all right.
Okay, I just saw it pop up. I was just kind of curious. So you solved my detective question of the day.
I like solving mysteries.
All right, sir, I'll let you drive. Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf, listening here.
At 8 DMA Mobile.
KF 8 DNF.
Hey, I know that guy. How are you doing this afternoon?
It's Bentley, by the way. How are you doing?
We're surviving. I remember the name. It took me a second after I unkeyed.
And I've been playing with DMR a little bit and getting into the DMR UHF tower over here and my own personal hotspot. So that's been fun.
Oh, right on. That's awesome to hear. Did you punch in the 2416 on slot one talkers or no?
Say again on that talk group. I missed that.
I switched over to the 7-4. I was still on the 1-1. I just dropped down the hill into a Lanson. The 2416, that's linked into the link repeater network in slot 1.
Just looking up my notes. Stand by.
No worries. I got a phone call. I'll be right back. Good night, UH. And 8DLH, Mobile, Petoskey.
KF8ENF, Harbor Springs. Yeah, so you threw me on a loop there with a talk group number that I didn't recognize. I signed up on the Brandmeister network and have been on a bunch of their talk groups. What's this other one that you mentioned, 2416, I think you said?
Yeah, so the way that repeater works is time slot 1 is the TGIF network, and then slot 2 is the Brandmeister network. So you can only use Brandmeister talk groups on slot 2. So just keep that in mind if you key up and something doesn't work or you get a different talk group that you're not anticipating. That's because the two networks are split between the two time slots, so we can have both networks on the repeater. 2416 is on TGIF, and it's patched into the Northern Michigan Link Repeater Network.
Okay, that's good to know. I did successfully get the parent talk group going on. It must have been time slot 2, I guess. I thought I was on time slot 1, but it worked. But it's a little bit of a reach for my HT across the bay, so I've primarily been working through my hotspot that I built.
Okay, understood. Yeah, we're going to have some work to do to that repeater. It'll be a lot better soon. We had a new UHF repeater for it. We just got to put it all together and throw it in there. We just haven't had the time.
Man, you guys are always working on something.
We never sleep. We just keep going.
Well, that's good work if you can get it.
That's for sure. But yeah, it's been a while since I've been into Petoskey, you know. So, anyway. But, yeah, I was up in St. Ignace today, / Mackinac City, / the Mackinac Bridge, that general area, working on the Bridge Authority's radio system and all their radios associated with it. It's been a project.
Yeah, so I was assuming that your actual paying employment was something radio-related. And then this other stuff with these area repeaters, is that kind of side work that you do, or is that part of your company, or how does that work?
All volunteer stuff.
Well, thank you for everything you do. I sure appreciate it as a new guy jumping in on this awesome network.
Certainly takes some work to maintain all these systems and build them and everything, so it's good to know that they're appreciated anyway. So we keep on, we make this stuff work because everybody else can have fun with it too, and whenever we need to use it for some sort of, you know, Oxcom event, it's there.
So that 2416 talk group on, I think you said it's slot one is the TGIF network. Is that going to be like the Skywarn type or the Aries setting or the Aries events that come up on that network?
You want to say that all again? My APRS squashed you for a little bit.
So on the DMR UHF repeater here in Petoskey, you said slot one is relegated to the TGIF network and is tied into the network repeater system. So what am I going to hear like the Skywarn activation on that as well?
Yeah, it's basically simulcast. Everything that you hear on this, you're going to hear over there.
Gotcha. That's good to know. Thanks.
Yeah, no problem. Wow, traffic here in Petoskey is interesting today. I remember why I don't enjoy driving through here.
Yeah, tell me about it. I almost got sideswiped by an Audi on the Mitchell Street Bridge or going over the Bear River earlier today. And I was in Traverse City last Friday. You said you haven't been in Petoskey in a while. I was in Traverse City last week. Hadn't been there in a long while. And, yeah, it's about the same. But, man, the traffic in Petoskey this year is just atrocious.
Why does that sound like average Audi activities? Running people off the road, that sounds like a typical Audi driver right there to me. So, anyway. Yeah, Traverse City last, I'm sorry. I live there, and I'm sorry that you had to go there.
Yeah, thanks for that. It used to be part of my territory, my sales territory, and I don't know what was worse, being in Traverse City or getting across that damn bridge in Charlevoix to get there and back.
Yeah. I've gotten caught at that bridge so many times, and I hate it. I don't know. I don't even know why I chose to go this way. I guess I stopped at the Mackinac City Tower, and I didn't really feel like turning left onto Nicolet in Mackinac City, so I just turned right and kept going.
Yeah, I think last time I talked to you, you were taking that back way out of Supply Road to get around all of the Bravo Sierra through Kalkaska and everything. That used to be one of my favorite routes, too.
Yeah, well, it's awesome. I liked going on Supply because Supply Road, if I just turn right at the first intersection before it turns to High Lake Road there, and then I just turn left and my house is right there.
Oh, so you're an East Sider.
Yeah, I used to be a West Sider. I used to live over in Leelanau County, but I'm on the East Side now.
Well, that's good for you now. My trip to Traverse City on Friday, I had to take my wife to the hospital for just a routine procedure, and man, that mess they have going on there on the highway was quite the adventure getting through.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. You went to my repeater site, actually. My repeaters are up there. I've got three of them.
I know, and I was in the waiting room and was going to run out to my car to grab my my HT and see if I could dial it up and get on it, but things just went a lot quicker than we expected, so I didn't get a chance to even test it.
No worries. But Yeah, that's it's nice having that stuff there because the reliability of the network connection and the power, it's basically indestructible. I mean, if that thing is off, either the whole cabinet's melted or we got bigger problems.
Yeah, that's for sure. I work for DTE, and I've got a counterpart down in Traverse City who actually did the deal with the hospital recently, but in the last couple of years, they put in a cogen facility there that's fired with natural gas. So, yeah, there's some ultra-reliable power at that site now.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. I think the entire time I've been there, the only reason why my repeaters have been gone offline is because somebody unplugged the cabinet. Because they thought that, you know, emergency communications gear has less priority over running your whatever tools on the roof.
Yeah, they ignored the sign that said, never, ever, ever unplug this plug.
Yeah, it's happened twice, I think. But it hasn't happened since, which is good. So hopefully it stays that way.
Well, hey, man, thanks for the shout back. Have a safe trip home. I hope you don't get behind too many 52-mile-per-hour roadblocks. And, again, thanks for the continuing education on your system there. I sure appreciate it.
Oh, we certainly try. So you have a good one. We'll catch you later. KF8ENF. N8DMH mobile in... I don't even know what to call this place. I don't want to call it Petoskey because I'm not enjoying my time here. NADMH mobile.
No, quit whining. I'm in the middle of it, too. Hello to Drake. Hello to Bentley. I'm just walking out of the CCE meeting. W8RPM.
Oh, hey, you took over that. That's awesome. Good deal. Oh, I didn't make the light. We're probably going to drive past each other there, Ron.
I just drove by Platt. Where are you?
Next to the hospital.
Oh, yeah, I'm still on division. I'm taking the back way over to Lear's Road. And I'm just, you know, I was sort of just here as an observer, although a couple people had asked me to come and, you know, and I did get up and said a couple words, but... this needs offline discussion, and I think two people from your agency were there, so, but, really needs to be another forum. Bentley, what's up?
Hey, I'm doing better than both of you guys, man. I'm sitting on my front porch here in, lovely Harbor Springs in a nice wooded subdivision enjoying a cigar and a beer.
Save me those.
Yeah, well, I take the beer. You can keep the cigar. My truck, which was parked in the sun here, says it's 96 degrees. Now, I think that's a little excessive, but it's pretty warm out here. I am on, phone says it's 77 degrees. I'm on the 1.9. I am running literal flea power, like, under a watt with a VHF quarter wave in the middle of the roof, and man, it is just, nobody's complaining about my signal.
It literally sounds like you're on a mobile at 50 watts. If you're full quieting, couldn't tell.
Yeah, well, you know the height over there. And that was, took up a large amount of time in this discussion, which is why I saw fit to get up and speak. Just trying to figure out what to do with the rest of my afternoon here. It's such a beautiful day. I really should be on the water, but by the time I negotiate traffic and all that, so I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm just going to make a couple of stops, a couple of shopping runs, so, you know.
Yeah, to that 1.9, I hit that thing on low power with my Icon 5100 base station, so I think that's 5 watts. Across the bay and over the hills, and I'm speaking on that right now through my crossband repeater with an HT sitting on my front porch, so it works great.
you ought to try it direct, because I'm sure you're probably fine. I was on an HT in Cross Village, and the thing was working just fine.
Yeah, maybe I'll dial it up and see how I can do on that. I know on my 10-watt HT I can hit it. I haven't tried it with this 5-watt with the smaller antenna, but yeah, worth checking out.
10-watt HT. Yeah, okay. Drake, where are you heading?
Going by a pottery, wild bird supply store here, just south of Petoskey, or not south, but, you know, heading out of Petoskey on 31.
Well, you're obviously not going, are you going home, or I don't know? You were, and I don't know what you've been doing for those guys lately. I mean, it seems like you're gone as much as you're home.
I'm headed home right now, so. Good thing to be going home right now. So, I just wish I had a patio, though, because I could use that and a beer right now.
Well, if I was home, I'd invite you to come sit on the boat and have a beer, but I'm not home, and I'm not going to be home for a bit, so. Yeah, and I didn't, the guys were talking, people that were late for this meeting was talking about the labyrinth of the residential streets back here by the college, and I didn't know what they were talking about. Yeah, now I know.
Yeah, labyrinth. That's a good way to put Petoskey in a nutshell, actually.
I went to, for a short period of time, I attended a parochial high school, and the name of their newspaper was The Labyrinth, and they had a sign on the door of the classroom that, you know, was responsible for the newspaper. I always thought it humorous, expecting to open the door and find an actual one back there. Man, it's a nice day, though. How many times have I said that? The humidity is so non-existent. It's just a good day to be out in the sunshine, and it poured yesterday just all day. Just crappy rain.
I'm going to disagree with you guys on Petoskey being a labyrinth. Have you ever been through Alpena?
Yeah, don't get me started on that.
A bunch of other places with one-way streets. Mount Clemens comes to mind. Yeah, and there's plenty of others, so. But, I was, Bentley, I was laughing at your email. It did bring back memories. And I, yeah. Not my cup of tea either.
Yeah, Ron, I got the gist of how you really feel about that group, too. So, I think we had similar experiences.
Well, you know, I might have been a little too forward or literal. I mean, I don't have anything against anybody. And if that works for them, that's great. It just doesn't work for me. And I don't, you know, I love kids. You know, I love little kids. There's just a time and a place, you know, and I never thought that that was the time or the place, but anyway. Have you had a chance to check out the 3.1 and the 4.6?
Are those the new repeaters up north of me here in Levering that you're referring to?
Yeah, 3.1's in Mackinac, 4.6 is Levering. And Levering one ought to be banging in for you. That's real close.
Negative. I can't hit it even on high power from my base station with an antenna on top of a two-story roof. Too many trees and hills in between me there that act as a barrier, and I haven't ventured up north in a while. Most of my travels lately have been down south.
No, I would venture to say that you've got something programmed wrong, because I can hit it with a portable here in Petoskey.
Well, maybe I'll give it another go then. Maybe I got the wrong tone or something in it.
Well, you may have gotten the wrong tone from me, because I had the wrong tone. I thought it was 156, and then I figured, well, maybe they defaulted to either 103 or 107, And it turns out it's 131.8.
Noted.
I was going to say, 3-1, if you can hear the 1-1, you're going to get into the 3-1, because they're on the same tower. They're not quite on the same leg. The 1-1's like another 20 or 40 feet higher, but, I mean, the difference in signal strength is pretty negligible.
No, we were talking about the 4.6, but, yeah, they're both. The 4.6 is not good at my house, but... It's great around here, and it's banging in here in town.
I wasn't able to reach the 4.6. Before I dropped down into Atlanta, I was not able to hear it. I was able to hear it, but just barely. But then down in Atlanta, you can't hear it. You must be up on the hills there over in Petoskey. That's probably why you can get into it.
On the tone will explain why I can hear traffic on that repeater but can't get into it. So I'll give it a try after this, and I'm sure I can get into it then.
Yeah, so Mackinac City, the 3-1 is 131.8, and then the levering is 151.4. And, as long as you use 151.4 on 4.6, you'll get there.
Yeah, and those... neither one of those are on this network, at least not at the moment.
And Drake, I think you said you also have a DMR set up at that same location on 625?
Yes, it's MI5 only, so if you go to the W8CMN.net website, you'll find the info for that there.
Copy that, thanks.
All right, I'm where I need to be. I need to give Jeff a call and kind of bring him up to speed as to what went on here, but anyhow. All right, well, good hearing both of you guys. And I don't have a lot of hammy stuff on my radar other than the getting some time to do the portable HF station from the camper. That's... I'm looking forward to that, and that's going to be in the next couple of weeks. We have a couple of different trips planned. So, all right, we'll catch up with you down the road. 73 from beautiful Bear Creek Township. W8RPM. See ya.
73 is Ron, KFA DNF.
N8LUG. N8LUG mobile.
This is KE8RKX, mobile and monitoring.
KE8RKX, N8LUG.
Copy that. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good. Just taking a drive north. Wife and I are vacationing up in the UP, enjoying the water, kayaking, and relaxing. I just saw the repeater listing and decided to hop on and see who was out here. We're driving up from the Grand Rapids area.
Great. Well, I'm just headed out to pick up some dinner. Thought I'd pop on and see if anybody was out there. So nice to hear from you. Should be a good trip up north. You might have some good weather up there. Certainly is beautiful today. Good day for a drive.
Yeah. So far, so good, and some chances of rain a little bit, but doesn't sound too awful. But name here is Eric. Echo Radio India Charlie.
Eric, nice to meet you. My name is Ryan. Just checking in. So have a safe drive, man. Enjoy your time up there. About to head in and grab some food here. So I will be clear on your final.
Nice to meet you there, Ryan. Enjoy your dinner. NAWG, listening.
KEAFJW monitoring from Sault Ste. Marie.
KAZAD monitoring.